It's Black and Abdallah. Follow us on the gram at Black and Abdallah and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
You can tweet the show at Adam A. Abdallah and at Chris Black. Raphael tweets us, what about Demolition Man?
Okay, so we have to understand, we have to come up with a rule for time travel movies. The premise of the movie has to be time travel.
That has to be the main focus,
the main focus is the fact that they are traveling through time. Demolition Man, while a great movie, they freeze themselves, and then a bunch of years pass, and then it's unfrozen. So, like, okay. So
There is no time travel.
So is
there,
Austin Powers a time travel movie now, if we're going by that? Like, no offense, Raphael. Like, I get it.
Well,
there is time travel in the movie.
Listener.
No, I'm not saying he's not. There is an element of traveling through time, but you're not actually traveling through time. You're just frozen until time passes. That's not time travel. Just sleeping isn't time travel.
We have a list here from the Chicago Tribune, the best time travel movies. Number 5, Avengers Endgame. Number 4, the original Terminator from 1984. Number 3, Donnie Darko. Number 2, Back to the Future. And number 1, It's a Wonderful Life. From 1946. And so we're getting options from people who are tweeting the show. I see one, Hot Tub Time Machine.
Okay.
That is
literally in the movie.
The premise of that movie is time travel.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. I think that, like, what's funny to me about lists like this is, like, what are you trying to prove by placing It's a Wonderful Life at the top of your list?
Clicks, bro. It's hard times over there at the Trib.
Okay. Your point. Don't disagree with that. My point, though, is this. How is that clickbait when you're trying to target an audience who probably is not using computers in the first place? Your clickbait is a movie from 1946. I don't think that's making any news clickbait.
Why? It's also not a time travel movie, isn't it? I thought it was a dream. I thought he goes to bed and these ghosts visit him.
Well, they
literally say their name is literally the Ghost of Christmas Past.
It says his life is shown in flashbacks and the angel comes down to show him how much his family matters and how much he matters to those closest to him is what the description on the Tribune's website says.
I'm thinking of a different movie. That's the Ghost of Christmas Past, aren't I?
I can't believe people don't like Looper.
Oh, I don't celebrate Christmas, so.
Yeah, you're talking about something totally different. I don't know what you're doing over there.
I'm doing like a Scrooge type thing.
Yes. Yeah.
Listen,
I don't celebrate
Christmas, so y'all can't come after me.
You never watched it because of lady reasons?
Not that movie.
It's a Wonderful Life. Roger and Hammond, you're on ESPN 1000.
Yeah, I was just telling your guy, It's a Wonderful Life is like one of my favorite movies of all time, but it is totally bogus that it's being considered a time travel movie. It's nowhere near a time travel movie. But what I was also telling them, I don't know if either of you guys might remember, in the late 70s, there was a movie called Time After Time, where H.G. Wells follows a doctor friend of his who stole his time machine, and it came back, and he followed him into the future. And his friend ends up being Jack the Ripper.
Oh, interesting.
It was like one of the first movies Mary Steenburgen was in. If you know,
is that your favorite time travel movie, Roger?
I would probably say yeah. It's like I actually own a copy of it. Another one, you guys, The Final Countdown. If you remember that one, it's got where the USS Nimitz goes back and gets caught in a strange electrical storm. And it gets pulled back to December 5th, 1941, off the coast of Honolulu, where it has the option of whether or not to stop World War II, the Japanese bombing Pearl Harbor.
Oh, that's interesting.
Okay, that's a time
that's a time travel
movie. Travel movie.
And that's got Martin Sheen in it, who stars in it.
Oh, Martin Sheen. Okay. All right, see?
Good call, Roger. Good call.
That's a time travel movie. Where time travel is, like, if you're worried about, like, screwing something up,
Yeah, right. You got to go back. You got to figure it out. And whatever you do, there's going to be items that change.
Effect.
Yes, absolutely. This movie, Time After Time, from 1979. You know who plays the lead character? H.G. Wells? Malcolm McDowell.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. I haven't seen that one.
From A Clockwork Orange fame. You may know him. H.G. Wells pursues Jack the Ripper into the 20th century when the serial murderer uses the future writer's time machine to escape his time period. So okay. You see what's going on here? Mm-hmm, there's a time machine that Jack the Ripper uses to get out of the current period of time.
See, that...
That's a time-traveling movie.
Time-traveling movie.
Roger Mokina, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Roger?
Hey, I was thinking about it, and is it possible that they actually meant the Charles Dickens Christmas Carol movie where they actually do go through time? And they just, like, screwed up and picked It's a Wonderful Life.
Did they? Okay.
Like,
so,
what Abdallah was
so
referencing.
So, Roger, you think they picked the Muslim guy at the Tribune, and they was like, hey, you should probably write this. And he was like, yeah, they were good, that one where they go back through
the
time.
The old one. The old
It's a Wonderful Life. The Ghost of Christmas Past from A Wonderful Life.
I think they made the list, and they ended on Back to the Future. And then they were like, we need some pop at the beginning. What about a Christmas movie? And they just, like, picked the wrong one on accident.
Oh, that's funny.
Sounds about right.
Good call, Roger.
It sounds like something they would do for clicks.
But 1946 for clicks?
I don't know, man. Because then you can write in the tweet. You can write in the tweet, what's the best time travel movie? Hint, it's not Back to the Future. And you're like hell it's not.
Well,
and then you click on it.
Now I've got to click on it.
See? Baited.
Somewhere in Time. Have you seen that from 1980?
I've never seen that.
Never seen that either. I'm being told that Deadpool 2 has time travel. Is that right? Or is Tom just saying that?
I don't know.
Deadpool. I've never seen the Deadpools.
I've seen Deadpool 1. It's okay.
I saw like 5 minutes of one where there was like a car chase scene on a highway.
Mm-hmm.
That was, I think, was a bridge. It was a bridge that was a highway.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing all kinds of flips and stuff. And then there was a car that like flipped and he like... There are a bunch of people coming after him. That's all I saw.
Is Memento now a time travel movie because they start at they go back because end to beginning?
Well, but the characters don't physically time travel.
That's what I'm saying.
That's just the way that Christopher Nolan makes the film.
Sylvester Stallone doesn't time travel in Demolition Man.
Yeah, so that's not
he's just asleep
movie.
For a while.
I'm with you with that. Raphael says, no offense taken.
I appreciate that,
so,
Raphael.
So just shout
he's
out
He's in
there.
The Twitch chat too. He's on Twitter also.
Oh, is he? Okay, good.
Yeah. Do you celebrate all the Back to the Futures, or do you not like the third one?
The third one I can.
Ooh, how about this?
I could leave in the back alley.
How about
I
this?
Don't need that one.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3.
Oh, Turtles in Time.
Turtles in Time.
Turtles in Time.
Because guess what?
Yes.
They go back in time.
They time travel.
They go back in time.
It's a fantastic one.
They go back in time.
Wasn't the arcade called the same thing?
Yep.
The arcade game?
Turtles in Time.
Teenage Mutant Ninja
yep.
Turtles?
Turtles in Time.
Mike in Bridgeport, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up? What do you think of this list?
I was going to say the Butterfly Effect.
Oh, that's a good one. I actually like that one.
Yeah, that one was crazy. Like, weird, you know?
Mike, if you went back in time, would you be extra careful not to mess anything up for the future?
Don't step on anything.
Man, I actually would. I would like, that for many reasons, probably for people that passed away, you know, in the past, I would like to change things to maybe prevent them from dying.
Oh, that's
well,
very
yeah.
Nice.
See, Mike, you're much
yeah,
more
you're
noble
like,
than I am because
that, like,
because the first thing I thought
world.
Of was like, yeah, I'm gonna go back time and buy a bunch of Bitcoin. What are you gonna do?
Yeah.
You're like, I'm gonna save people.
Make sure my family's safe.
You're like, that's wouldn't be me.
Although Bitcoin sounds pretty good. Or drop like a really cool song that came out and say it's your own.
Yeah, like in Lost when Hurley tries to write Return of the Jedi. He's like, I'm going to help him out. He's already written the first one. I'm going to write Return of the Jedi.
Right.
Mike, if you were to go back in time to any one place, where would you go?
Go back in the time into any place? I think the Roman gladiator time.
Interesting. What would you do there?
I don't know, man. Probably battle to the death.
Well, you just want to go fight people? You can do that here. Just become a UFC fighter.
Just go to Wrigleyville on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it seems pretty more intense at the Gladiator Stadium at the Coliseum.
Yeah, but Mike, you're not going to make it out.
I don't know. Did you see that Suns fight? That's pretty intense.
Did you see Gladiator with Russell Crowe?
Yes, I did. Yeah, yeah. With the thumb, yes. Chris is doing the thumb right now, yes.
Thanks for the call, Mike.
All right, man. Take care, guys.
Mike in Bridgeport. Go back to the Roman times and go to the Gladiator Stadium. You know what happens when you lose there, Abdallah? They feed you to the tigers.
Oh, okay.
That's what happens. So, like,
that works.
Like, I'm not with Mike. I'm not going back there for that because if things don't work out well, I'm not returning. Like, isn't the goal when you time travel is to go to said location, accomplish whatever task has to be taken place at that location in time, and then to return to your current time so you could just, like, go about your normal life? Isn't that the point of time travel? Like, no one says, I want to time travel to the 1920s, and then they just stay in the 1920s. You want to go see it, do whatever you think you got to do there, and then get back, right? Like, isn't that the point? It's not a one-way ticket. Have you been listening to me at all?
I haven't heard a thing you said. I haven't heard a thing you said.
Something sports happened, and you're reading about it?
Yeah, I'm reading about it. So the Cubs and Mets update. Mets are up 3-0 on the Cubs right now. Jacob DeGrom pulled after three perfect innings.
Yeah, he's probably got an arm issue.
He was going to strike out like 35 people tonight.
So hold up. So this stoppage in our show right now has nothing to do with the news of DeGrom being pulled in the Cubs game. Is this what you're telling me?
No, it does. I was listening. I stopped listening when I saw the news.
No. You were distracted not because of DeGrom getting pulled from the Cubs game because you care of the sports angle for the sports show to give people information.
No, listen, I got to give people the news.
No. You are not a newsman.
I also had the over and strikeouts, but I have the news.
There it is. You were worried that your bet of strikeouts, which he has 8,
and it was 9.5.
Look at him kicking stuff as he heads into the tunnel.
Well, he probably couldn't use stuff anymore.
So you're telling me...
You cut out for me. Huh? Say it one more time. I couldn't hear you. You were cutting out.
That was Matt Nagy earlier today. So you're telling me on this sports show where you could have given the listener some good information...
I did. I said he was pulled. Did I not? I gave the info.
You only interrupted the conversation, the dialogue that we were having about time travel movies because you were upset that your bet is not going to
win. No, Chris, I'm concerned for the listener. I'm keeping them updated on what the goings-on of sports.
The goings-ons of sports.
The news. This is a sports program. ESPN.
Yeah,
you know what the S stands for?
Sports. Yes.
And I was giving the people a sports update.
You're the newsman of the sports. What great integrity that you have.
And I was telling
people the form of entertainment that we're providing to people tonight.
He's pulled after three perfect innings, which probably means an injury.
Yes.
All these pitchers going on the DL now, IL now.
You're doing a great job, man.
Tyler Glasnow goes on the other day.
Oh, yeah, he gripped it too hard.
Grip it. You can't grip it too hard. You
can't. Did you hear him talk about it?
You can't.
You had to choke the ball, he said.
You can't.
Did you hear him say that?
I did.
You had to choke it.
Yeah, but you don't want to do that too hard. Maybe that's what DeGrom was doing.
It's what Glasnow and it's what possibly DeGrom is going through. I don't know.
I'm just telling people about the news. I know what the E stands for. I tell people that all the time, but you know what the S, Chris? The S stands for sports.
Yes, the S stands
and the P
for sports.
Stands for programming.
Yeah.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
When you're at home, don't miss Black and Abdallah. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Just stop by the studio. You hear his voice in all the commercial production here at the station. He makes the promos as well.
Mm-hmm.
He mentioned Tenet as a time travel movie. We asked Joe, I have not seen Tenet yet. Christopher Nolan's last movie that came out, like at the start of the pandemic, and it kept getting bumped, and then they released it, and no one went to see it because they released it in a global pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
We asked him to describe in, you know, a sentence what the movie's about, and he said it's a Christopher Nolan movie.
That's the best way to describe it.
Have you seen it yet?
No, not yet.
I've yet to see it either.
I'm scared.
But he said there's time travel in it. So okay. He suggested Tenet.
DeGrom left with right shoulder soreness.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thanks for the
in case anyone was... It is now 3-1 Mets.
All right. Thank you.
Over the Cubs tonight.
Okay.
In which DeGrom was on pace to strike out 75.
Wait, he struck out 8 when he left?
He struck out 8 through 3.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
I needed 2 more strikeouts.
We were talking about the best time travel movies. The Chicago Tribune has a list on their website. Number 1 was It's a Wonderful Life. Number 2, Back to the Future. Number 3, Donnie Darko.
So stupid.
Number 4, The Original Terminator. Number 5, Avengers Endgame. So we're talking about some time travel movies. Which one was your favorite? 312-332-3776.
Have you seen Endgame? Is that the one where they all get together to beat Thanos?
Yeah, at the end. Yeah, I've seen parts of it.
Is that the one where everybody cheers in the theater?
Yeah, yeah. Because, the portal's open.
Is that part of the time travel, the portals?
I don't know.
Then what part's the time travel?
I don't know.
Hmm. Someone call and explain Avengers to me.
That'd be nice, because I don't have the time or the patience
to sit
through all those movies.
You know there's like 30 of them, if you want to watch all of them?
The Marvel comic universe? Yeah, no, I know.
Like, MCU. Do I have to watch all the Rogue ones, too? Do I have to watch, Wasp and Ant-Man and stuff?
Yeah, all the MCU stuff. Yeah, oh, yeah, it's a whole thing.
You've
seen it on Twitter. It's like a challenge for these people.
All right, you know what? No. Next pandemic.
No, I'm not doing that.
Next pandemic.
I'm going to bake bread. I'm not doing that.
That's what you're going to do? That was this one.
No,
this
I didn't
was
do
the
this
bread
one.
Pandemic.
No, my wife baked the bread this time.
This was the bread pandemic. We got a bunch of people calling in how to talk about Adventure.
Well, I need someone to explain it to me. It really saved me some time.
Was it the portals? How is it a time travel movie?
Tom in Naperville, you're on ESPN 1000.
Okay, we'll get to Tom. Tom, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're all right. What's up?
All right. So I'm from Armour Square initially on 30th and Wells, Italian neighborhood. We used to make fun of Naperville as kids all the time. Now I live here. I love it. I don't know what I was making fun of 25 years ago.
Thanks for the selling.
In Naperville, next to Aurora, it just clicked. What about Wayne's World? Didn't they used to do that?
Oh, it's true. And that was just for flashbacks, though. Like, you can do a flat. Like, is Family Guy a time travel show?
Depends on the episode.
That's true. Yeah. I think that's just for flashbacks.
Was it? Okay. I can't recall. But
no,
I remember.
That's a good call, Tom.
All right. Cool. Thank you. Go, guys.
Thanks, Tom. Have a good night. Appreciate it.
All right.
John and Morton Grove, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, John?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Steins Gate, which is a movie, but it also was an anime series. And the anime series will leave you scratching your head constantly.
What's it called?
Because it's called Steins Gate.
Steins Gate.
Yep. Give us a description. What's it about?
There is a rather peculiar person that keeps collecting other people, and he's gradually adjusting time, trying to get it back to where it was when he started.
Hmm. Is it, John, is it marketed as sad anime?
I don't believe so. I know my kids really loved it. And by the way, my kids are in their 20s.
I just Googled it, and it said the first question on Google is Steins Gate sad anime?
Interesting. All right.
It's good. I would also throw Rick and Morty in there, since they seem to time travel a lot.
Yeah, Rick and Morty is the best.
Morty,
but if you know Rick doesn't like time travel premises. He goes around the time travel premises. He doesn't like that. In the in the episode with the clicker.
Exactly.
Thanks for the call, John. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
It's John Morton Grove.
Sounds like John went into a portal when you started the Rick and Morty music.
Hey, you never know.
You
never know where a portal might open up, and boom, then you're gone. Aaron on the south side, help us out with Avengers Endgame. What's going on there?
What is Endgame?
All right, guys. Endgame technically is time travel. The movie's been out for a while. You ain't seen it by now. I'm getting spoiled. They have to travel back in time to get the stones. You remember? You know about the stones?
Yes,
I'm aware of the
stones.
Stones
in the glove.
I'm
yes.
aware of meme culture, Aaron. I know about stones.
All right. For sure. They have to go back because Thanos destroys the stones. So they got to go back in time in a kind of an alternate timeline to get the stones to make the glove happen. Tony Stark dies.
Oh, well, you didn't need to say that part. Alert. You didn't need to say that part.
Okay, so wait, why did Thanos ruin the glove and the stones originally? What's his deal? What's up his keister?
He destroyed it, so it's pretty smart. He destroys the glove so that they can't get it and renege on what he did in the previous movie. He's like, no, y'all not going to undo what I did, so I destroyed the glove.
And this Thanos is a bad dude, right? Not a good guy? Not one you want to share a drink with?
No, I mean, I wouldn't. It's up to you. It depends who you like to hang with. You guys hang with Cap, so, you know, you might.
Wow. Aaron, have you seen most of the Marvel movies?
I've seen them all.
Are you a P1 of ESPN 1000?
I am for the morning half-ish.
Okay.
I'm at work. I hit the
You're
PR
aware of all of our cast of characters, though. Cap, J-Hood, Carmen, Yurko, Waddle, Sylvie, Black Abdallah, right?
Yes.
Okay. Give us all characters from the Marvel Universe.
I like this, yeah.
Compared to the ESPN, comparing you guys to them?
Yeah, so like, who's Cap, who's J-Hood, who's Waddle, who's Sylvie, who's Black, who am I?
Oh, that's a good one. Is Cap, no, Cap's not Thanos. He's more, and Sylvie's whiny. that's tough. I might have to call back for that one. That's a tough one, guys.
All right. You've got half an hour, or you can call us back tomorrow. We're on at 6 to 6:30.
For sure. Enjoy the show, guys.
All thanks, right, Aaron. Thank you
for explaining Avengers Endgame to us. We don't know. It's fantastic. Alex and Wheeling, you're on ESPN 1000. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. With Marvel, you don't even have to watch the whole movie. All you got to do is watch like the 2-minute end credits on all of them, and you're going to be completely fine.
Really? I can do that for all of those movies?
Everything else is like generic storylines you could pick up easily.
I can just watch the end credits for all these movies, so it's like the Cliff Notes version?
What do you mean?
You remember Cliff Notes from back in the day, the little booklet, so you didn't have to read the real book?
Yeah.
I never read the books. That's why I'm doing radio.
No, you don't. I mean, like, the plot lines are so similar to every superhero movie. Like, you don't need to even watch the movies. The end credits is where they tie them all together, and it actually gets interesting. So if you watch all those, you're going to be caught up by the time you get to Endgame or whichever one you're watching. You don't have to go through, like, the whole storylines.
Alex, Sean Davis is producing our show tonight, and he's giving you a thumbs down for your idea here behind the glass. He's saying that you can't do that.
Oh, yeah, you can. You 100% can. All the themes are the same. Superhero gets his powers or her powers. They run into some adversity. They kind of stumble a little bit. Another mentor comes in, helps them out. Maybe somebody dies close to them, whatever. And then they, you know, overcome the final challenge. You see the credits. Then at the end of the credits that are like 10 minutes long, they show all the connection pieces. Maybe another superhero gets tossed in, all that. So you can do it that way.
I think you just nailed it. Yeah, that sounds like a generic superhero movie. Yeah.
Alex, would you like to take a shot at assigning us Marvel characters?
Yeah, so I'm not huge into the Avengers. I like X-Men a lot better.
That's fine.
Okay, I think Cap is Ant-Man because he's short. I would say Sylvie is the raccoon from Guardians of the Galaxy. I think Yurko's got to be one of the beefier ones out there.
He's Beast from X-Men, right? Is he Beast from X-Men?
He could, or he's the guy who turns into like Steel from X-Men.
Okay, yeah.
Hold on,
yeah.
Beast might Russian work guy. For Yurko because...
He knows all that weird stuff.
No, but also, think about Beast, a dual character. He's the smartest guy in the room.
That's 100% spot on.
And Yurko puts on those reader glasses on the end of his nose, and he's ready to get down to business. He's extremely
smart. I think his name is Cyclops, the one with the glasses that shoots the air. Yeah.
Yep.
And then, man, I don't know who's Wolverine. Who's like Carmen's Wolverine? Because Carmen can turn that anger up real quick.
That's perfect.
Yeah. And then you two. You guys are like the one who's got fire and the other one who's got ice.
So I
forgot their names.
I don't remember their names either. From X-Men?
From X-Men.
I don't remember those.
Or you could go Captain America Iceman? And Iron Man if you
Isn't
want.
Iceman,
I don't think
that's
a problem either.
Yeah, Iceman, and then I don't know who the fire guy was. I was like Gambit. Can I be Gambit, Alex?
Everyone wanted to be Gambit.
That's what I was about to say. Like, that's you know, I think you're reaching a little bit on that one, dude.
Yeah,
you're
no, listen,
and I don't
bro.
Mean that in disrespect, but like...
You're no Gambit.
That's fair. I know. I get
you're
it.
You're not Gambit.
I can't throw cards
like
that.
If Yurko was 20 years younger, slimmed down, then yeah, that's Gambit right there. But, you know, but I appreciate the time, guys. Thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you, Alex. Yes, thank you. Appreciate the time. Great. We'll take more of your calls. 312-332-3776. I think your call on Yurko being Beast from X-Men is 100% correct. That's fantastic. Good job.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
If there's one thing Black and Abdallah are known for, it's conflicting reports. I think that's an accurate statement.
Yeah.
We go to Marcus.
Source offs, conflicting reports, all
Marcus
that good
and
stuff.
Harvey. Marcus, you're on ESPN 1000. We were told that we could just get the sum of all these Avenger movies by watching the end credits. Is that true, Marcus?
No, that's not true. That's completely false. You try doing it, you're going to be more confused than before you started. Because the thing is, with the end credits, it gives bits and pieces of what the upcoming film could be, but it also can give, like, bits and pieces of what, like, a film that's two films away could be. So you're going to be skipping back and forth. You're actually going to be time traveling, trying to figure out what's going on.
Marcus, would you like to take a shot at assigning us characters from the Marvel Universe?
If I had to assign a character, I would say Sylvie. See, it's kind of difficult because... You know, Banner is Hulk, but at the same time, I think he's whiny, so Banner can be whiny, especially in the last couple movies, because he got whooped around by Thanos. So I would give Sylvie Bruce Banner. I would give him that part, but I wouldn't give him the Hulk.
Okay, who's Cap?
Cap, me, I would probably give Cap more like a Doctor Strange. He gives me Doctor Strange vibes.
Okay, that fits. Yurko.
Yurko to me will be the Hulk. He will be the actual Hulk part.
So Sylvie turns into Yurko. I like that. I like that.
I can see that.
I like that.
Yeah.
What about Jay Hood? What about Jay Hood?
Jay Hood. He can be... I would give him more of a, probably like a, I'll give him more like an Iron Man or maybe an Iron Man, Black Panther, one of those two.
Okay.
That's very good. Yeah,
All right. Carmen,
I would probably go with Hawkeye.
All right, Waddle. Oh, Hawkeye's good. That's a good
really
one.
Good.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
What about Waddle?
Waddle, Ant-Man.
All right. I mean, he's funny. Everybody gets along with him like Ant-Man.
Right.
Okay. What about Black?
I'm not sure. I'm trying to think.
Captain America, but before he got the muscles. What about me?
Okay, cool. You actually... No, I take that back. I'll probably give you more of a... You're kind of more Ant-Man-ish to me.
All right, I'll take that. People like Paul Rudd.
Look at you, Ant-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats, man.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Thanks, Marcus.
Thanks, Marcus. Appreciate it.
All right, no problem, guys.
Marcus and Harvey giving us the breakdown. ESPN 1000 characters compared to the Marvel comic universe. All right, I wanted to talk to you about this. This morning, you wake up, you check your phone, you go on ESPN.com, you listen to ESPN 1000. There was breaking news in the NBA all morning long.
Everywhere.
And all sorts of it.
Everywhere.
Like take your pick. Chris Paul is in COVID protocol. His availability in the Western Conference Finals up in the air for a team that's just waiting for the Western Conference Finals. It's not determined right now whether or not Chris Paul has the COVID-19 vaccine or if he... just is waiting to test out of the protocol because players in the NBA who have the vaccine have a shorter amount of time that they have to be in protocol. Mm-hmm. If he didn't have the vaccine,
This could be something that's up to 14 days that he's in protocol away from the Phoenix Suns, which would creep into the Western Conference Finals. Okay, so that's news story one to start your day. News story two, Kawhi Leonard has a possible torn ACL, and he is out for the game tonight against the Jazz. And he's also game five tonight against the Jazz, Clippers Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
But also, he is most likely out not only for this series and the rest of the playoffs. He could be done altogether for this year. And that's what Clipper fans and Clipper people behind the scenes are preparing for, is that Kawhi Leonard will be out for the rest of the playoffs.
If he tore his ACL, he could be out all of next year.
Yeah, I mean, it's depending. I'm just saying no one has reported officially that has happened.
No.
So that's
well,
the
they
way,
can't do the analysis right. on it. They can't get in there. They can't do the MRIs right. and all that kind of stuff until the swelling goes down. And the swelling hasn't gone down yet.
So that's a huge bombshell story number two from this morning, mm-hmm. is that Kawhi Leonard, the Clippers, now their championship hopes are basically down the drain, because in their last contest, it seemed like the two-man game of Paul George and Kawhi Leonard were finally starting to figure it out in what they were doing with the Clippers, and I thought that they were going to be able to beat the Jazz. Now the Jazz are going to move on, likely, to the Western Conference Finals, and God forbid if we get Milwaukee and Utah for the NBA Finals.
Ugh.
Could you imagine that?
No, thank
okay,
you.
Okay, so that's number two story. What else happened this... Okay. So Kawhi's hurt. Then we get LeBron on a tweet storm calling out the league, saying that I told you so that this was going to happen, because Kawhi now sets a record for the amount of all-stars in a year in a playoffs to miss games. After he misses the game tonight, it will be over, where are we at? 9 all-stars from this year,
mm-hmm.
all missing games in this year's playoffs, which is a record for the NBA. LeBron James trying to say, I told you so, we didn't want to play the season this way. Well, LeBron, you're kind of wrong, because you all collectively bargained that you needed to play, you needed the money, and you knew that this had to happen. So I'm sorry that LeBron got bounced in the first round, and now he's having a pity party on his own little social media. Good luck to you, sir. Enjoy Space Jam 2 and your promotional tour this summer. Hopefully you'll play some good basketball next year, and you won't get bounced in the first round. That's my thought, the short thought on LeBron trying to say that he tried to tell the league that they weren't going to do this. Please. Nobody has more influence on the NBA than LeBron James.
Yeah.
To say that you told them that this wasn't going to happen, they didn't listen to your thoughts, is complete nonsense. There's a story. So LeBron and tweeting off on the league.
Yeah. And P.S., Stan Van Gundy was fired by the Pelicans.
Okay, boom, boom.
Scott Brooks was fired by the Wizards.
Scott Brooks out. Van Gundy out after 1 year.
And Donnie Nelson fired by the Mavericks.
And boom. So we get to 6-7. Donnie Nelson out from the Mavs, thus sending Luka Doncic into a situation where he is not happy with the Dallas Mavericks, which then turns into a story, because it is reported on ESPN that Luka now doesn't want to sign a long-term extension with the Dallas Mavericks. I mean, could the NBA usually has days like this in the middle of the summer when free agency is happening. You know, we get all these signings and all these trades and everything kind of comes down on one day. And you have like this 6-hour period where all these different stars are swapping teams and all this stuff. But today, for a day that's not in free agency, a lot of news happened today in the league.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a Bulls fan,
Luka a disgruntled might be star who wants out, you don't say.
Luka might be available. And do we have Arturis Karnišovas is running the Chicago Bulls now?
Last I checked.
All right. He's had some good influence with overseas players in the past, no, right?
Last I checked.
Did he?
Last I checked.
Interesting. Just something to keep your eyes on, Bulls fans. And like I said, a ton of news. And obviously the worst of the news is the fact that Kawhi Leonard is going to be lost for... Oh, wait, you know, we didn't even mention this. How about this? Kevin Durant last night had an all-time legendary performance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all of this news happened today, and we didn't have a chance to even talk about Durant. Wow. What a day in the NBA.
Listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. When you're at home, don't miss Black and Abdallah. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Thank you. thank you to Sean Davis producing tonight's show. Black and Abdallah with you here on ESPN 1000. Download the podcast of Black and Abdallah on the ESPN Chicago app. Tomorrow night, we'll be back from 6 to 6:30. White Sox baseball starts at 6:30 with Connor McKnight. Earlier today in the IDOT bullpen, Abdallah, we were talking about the fact that we haven't had a chance to do our favorite segment, Good Question, in quite some time. And IDOT reminds you, driving responsibly in construction work zones really is a matter of life or death. Learn more online or through social media at lifeordeathillinois.com. We haven't done Good Question in like a month.
It has been about a month. The way we do Good Question is we listen to all the hosts here on ESPN Chicago. When they ask a question to someone they are interviewing and the interviewer interviewee responds, good question, you get a point. And we haven't done it in a month. And right now, Waddle is leading the way with 15. He has a huge lead on Greeny, who has 6. And then a bunch of people have 5s and 4s and 3s. But Waddle's in the lead with 15, and Greeny has 6.
Yeah, so Tom Waddle out in front big time. Let's get to Good Question.
You want me to let me finish talking? You ask me a question, I'm going to answer it. Don't interrupt me, okay?
What's your record for consecutive questions asked?
38.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
How could you ask me a question like that?
I'm on Burgundy?
Who typed a question mark on the teleprompter? Can
I get an answer? Tonight's edition of Good Question. Here we go.
How much pressure do you think is there? And does he get enough credit for Giannis staying
in
Milwaukee?
Katie George?
Oh, those are great questions.
Like you, I believe that Justin Fields was the second-best quarterback in this draft. I'm not an expert. But I would ask you, why did he last until the fourth quarterback taken?
Good question.
Do you believe he's going to be starting for the Packers on opening day or another team?
Great question.
Len, who is the best play-by-play analyst in baseball history, radio or TV, in your lifetime?
Shouldn't cause any fractures with that answer. Len, go ahead.
Okay, good question, Jay Hood.
He's been hit a lot. I mean, 13.3 hits per nine is like, whoa. When you look at the opponent batting average, both righties and lefties, it's very high. Is that troubling? Is it odd for a guy that's got great swing and miss stuff?
It's a good question.
Yermin has done some pregame work recently at first base.
Like Casper getting on the board.
I'm curious, has he gotten any reps lately behind the plate? And at some point, might he get some more game action defensively just to open up that DH spot occasionally?
It's a good question.
Yasmani Grandal got both games in the doubleheader yesterday. The first guy since Carlton Fisk in 89. That surprised me. Is it just because there weren't that many doubleheaders that, you know, over that span? Because I wouldn't have thought Pierzynski would have done it if there were doubleheaders while he was here with the White Sox.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Is what we're seeing at first base, Jose Abreu, is that the best first baseman in Sox history?
Ooh. No, because... this is a tough question because you're going to ask me about the defense.
Jose
Abreu is a heck of a lot better on defense than Frank Thomas.
Yes, he is.
In the 90s.
That's true.
Gosh.
You know,
Fred, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to get a Dr. Pepper and ponder about this for a couple of hours.
21 flavors.
Bug me all day, and I'll try to provide an answer to you later.
Double play?
This week, maybe through Twitter. But
okay.
That's a good question.
Being the son of a big leaguer and growing up in a major league clubhouse, you've managed a lot of these guys. Is there a common thread where they have something that maybe other guys don't have because when they're 10, they're literally in a big league clubhouse?
It's a great question.
So what's more true, Jesse? The Cubs are good at this point, or the National League isn't very good?
We really haven't done this in a minute.
It's a little bit of both. It's a good question.
There are certain measuring sticks that we've seen.
Jonathan Hood!
Like back to back. We've seen the White Sox beat who you're supposed to beat, especially teams that are under 500. Now this Blue Jays series. What's your gut say about this one?
Okay, so that's a great question to ask.
Who, Mike, is in a better situation
fight on, everybody.
To succeed? We know what Chicago offense looks like in their skill position players, and we also know what the Green Bay Packers offense looks like with and without Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, no, that's a really good question.
I say it facetiously. Has that all settled down? Has everybody kind of taken a deep breath at this point and said,
really?
All right,
yeah. Of the
everything's
year?
Behind
of the
us
year.
And they've moved forward?
Great question, Yurko.
Hey, Dan, what kind of ass is that Mark Silverman over at ESPN 1000?
Yeah, Tom, good question. Thanks for asking it.
So, Chuck, when you see players like Lamb, Woodland, as we saw in the Detroit series, Mendick, Garcia,
he was just waiting
how much
for the
does this feel like
up.
A charmed mm-hmm. season to you that when La Russa puts someone in place, they're able to deliver?
Yeah, it's a good question.
When does Rick pull trigger on making a deal of some kind? Because you can't let – there is no waiver trade deadline anymore. It's July 31, and that's it. Madrigal's probably done for the year. We have no idea if there could be a setback for Aloy or Luis Robert, or they get into August and start playing and go – oh, God, he had a setback and we didn't make a trade.
It's a really long question, sir.
He's got to make some type of a move. Okay? How soon does he do that?
That's a good question.
Here's what I want to know about some of these other guys. Rodon and Lynn. Guys who look like they're great and that they just fit in perfectly. Would the White Sox ever approach them during the season here and say, you guys are free at the end of the year, we want to work out something long term, or do they wait till the end of the season?
Great question.
Boom! How about that?
I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
Sean, good question.
Sean pointed out as well.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Garfine's got a little Jesse in him.
All right, Garfine's
got a little Jesse in him. A little liberal with the good questions.
Something we got to keep our eyes on. You know, baseball is looking into the pitchers using sticky stuff. I get it. Baseball intervened, so maybe we'll have to take a look at Garfine. Maybe you know what did Glasnow say? He was choking the baseball a little bit too hard.
You're saying that maybe he's choking it a little too hard.
He's gripping it a little
is
too
he
much.
Gripping the questions a little too hard.
Maybe we're gonna have to keep our eyes there.
All right.
Tomorrow night, White Sox baseball at 6:30. Black and Abdal will be on the air from 6 to 6:30. Friday, we are off. The White Sox and Astros start at 5:30. So you have White Sox baseball on Friday night as well. But tomorrow night, we'll be back for 30 minutes, and also we'll be back for 4 hours with Sylvie right here on ESPN 1000. Have a great night.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.